or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
Special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Election day finally here. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on Donald Trump's closing night.
Donald Trump in Grand Rapids after barnstorming three swing states in just one day. Trump repeatedly turning to personal insults and dark rhetoric in his closing message, even referring to Nancy Pelosi, the first female House Speaker in U.S. history, with an expletive.
It starts with a B, but I won't say it.
The former president casting doubt on the outcome before votes are even counted by once again spreading false claims about election integrity.
And ABC's Mary Bruce with more on Kamala Harris.
Harris spending the last day of this race barnstorming Pennsylvania. She's visited the must-win state 18 times since launching her campaign, more than any other battleground. Her team telling us they've knocked on 5 million doors in this state. The vice president joining them, trying to get out every last vote.
This is ABC News. North Korean troops are already on the battlefield in Ukraine and coming under Ukrainian fire. That's what an official in Kyiv is saying this morning. The Pentagon not confirming that yet, but Major General Patrick Ryder says North Korean troops are in among the Russians.
My understanding is that all of these forces are being issued Russian uniforms and Russian equipment.
U.S. officials say at least 10,000 North Korean troops have been sent in to bolster Russian forces. New study says more kids are drinking too much caffeine.
Even with all the warnings about side effects, kids and teens are still consuming caffeinated beverages.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel. Researchers now say the rate of teenagers going to hospitals for caffeine overdoses has doubled since 2017. 24-year-old man from Tennessee now accused of planning to use a drone to launch an attack on a power plant. Investigators say he's a neo-Nazi and inspired that plot. The suspect could face life behind bars if convicted. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube, perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Will a large low-pressure system through the middle of the country bringing wet weather on this election day all the way from Texas clear up to southern Canada? And even some strong thunderstorms occurred last evening down in the central and southern plains. That low-pressure area will slide right up across Wisconsin today, bringing us intermittent showers. Right now, it looks like we could see about another quarter inch, maybe half inch in spots in southwest Wisconsin. There's at least a small chance of a thunderstorm or two moving through during the midday hours, so we'll keep an eye on that. We're looking at drier conditions returning tonight as a system slides off to the northeast, and some high pressure working in tomorrow through Friday should provide a nice dry stretch for 3 days, with some sunshine as well and temperatures hovering a good 6 or 8 degrees above normal. Another large low pressure system, though, will move in from the southwest by early Saturday morning, so another round of wet weather for the weekend. Today, look for cloudy and mild conditions with occasional rain showers. A brief thunderstorm is also possible around midday. High temperature in the lower 60s, north wind between 5 and 10, becoming south-southwest 10 to 15. Tonight, a few showers early in the evening, mostly cloudy and cooler. Low temperature about 40, west wind becoming northwest around 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 52, northwest and north wind up to 10 miles per hour. For Thursday, look for pretty nice weather for this time of the year. Lots of sunshine, low at 34 with a high of 55. Heading into Friday, partly cloudy, low 34, high 57. There is a 30% chance of light rain developing late Friday night, low temperature 40. Saturday should be overcast and dreary, breezy as well with a soaking rain, high at 52. Sunday cloudy with scattered light rain tapering off in the afternoon, low 42 with a high of 53. And Monday, partly sunny. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 52 degrees. We have received 32 one-hundredths of an inch of rain today. Just a little bit yesterday, 1/100th, and the record high 74 in 2020 on November 5th of 1951. It was zero. Also last year, a high of 59, the low is 30. Sunset will happen at 4:47 this afternoon, and sunrise time tomorrow morning, 6:43. The air is calm, barometer at 29.61 is down slightly. Cloudy skies and occasional drizzle in the air this morning. We're at 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up with some all-conference news from the area, wins for the Badgers and Marquette and Milwaukee Panthers, but the Bucks, well, they have lost six in a row. Those stories coming up this morning.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
The Ridge and Valley is out with all conference recognition this week. First of all, for volleyball today, the first team all-conference members are led by the Ithaca Bulldogs, who are the conference champions, going 13-1. Seneca went 12-2 during the year, and Kickapoo 9-5. DeSoto was 8-6. North Crawford and Wazika Steuben both went 6-8. Weston 2-12, and Lafarge went winless through 14. The first team all-conference members include, from Ithaca, seniors Bailey Wanless and Holly King, Kickapoo's Harmony Wenger and Gwen Fredrickson, North Crawford's Kate Swenson, Seneca's Kylie Chambers and Addison Davison, Vivian Spencer of Weston, and Kylie Venner DeSoto. Second team all-conference members include Ariana Lewis and Tristan Peterson, both seniors from Ithaca. Allie Chamberlain from North Crawford and Skylet Gilbertson of Seneca, a senior. The honorable mention team includes DeSoto Jr., Sasha Dahl, Ithaca senior, Alyssa Muller. Ellery Young of Kickapoo, a senior. Also Brielle Hansen from Lafarge, a senior. Senior Livy Chamberlain of North Crawford. Also Ava Syme of Seneca. And Wazika Steuben's Kylie Manning, both seniors, and Weston Jr., Shelby Newman. The all-conference sportsmanship team includes Sylvia Kruger of DeSoto, Kaylee Newkirk, Ithaca, Morgan Wheatonen, Kickapoo, Riley Graffey of Lafarge, Olivia Ike of North Crawford, Maya Buffington, Seneca, Sophia Waltz, Wazika Steuben, and Valerie Bauer, Weston. And special awards were given out. The Player of the Year, in fact, Co-Players of the Year this year, both seniors, Bailey Wanless, Ithaca, Harmony Wenger of Kickapoo. The Center of the Year, sophomore Addison Davison of Seneca. And the Hitter of the Year, Ithaca's Bailey Wanless. The Defensive Specialist Libero of the Year, Ithaca senior Holly King. And Ithaca coach Angie Young was recognized as the Conference Coach of the Year. Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club is continuing the tradition of honoring individuals or organizations to be inducted into the Richland Center High School Athletic Hall of Fame. They are looking for nominations for inductees as athletes, coaches, or super supporters. The nominations need to be submitted by December 1st to the RCHS Athletic Booster Club using the nomination forms that can be found on the RCHS Booster Athletic Booster Club Facebook site or contacting any Booster Club member. Nomination forms can also be obtained by emailing Kirk Lair at lair.kirk@gmail.com or by phoning 608-778-6049. Bowling scores to report from the Major Bowling League. Series high, Quail Run with a 3,508. Frazier Home Improvement, 3,394. Cardinal CG, a 3,318. Game honors, Quail Run, 12-12. Lonesome Dove Tavern, 11-74. And Frazier Home Improvement, 11-62. Top series, Brian Klebisaddle with a 631 series, Jan Marie Davis, 129 over average with a 627, and Corey Davis, a 616. Herman Bernstein, 95 over average with a 268 game last night. Brian Klebisaddle with a 258, and Jan Marie Davis had a 244 in action from the Major Bowling League. Hot shooting Cam Jones missed only two shots while scoring a game-high 32 in Marquette's season-opening win Monday night. The Golden Eagles buried Stony Brook 102-62. Chase Ross scored 23. Any worries about the Eagles' offense without departed stars Tyler Kolick and Oso Igadora were eliminated. Marquette connected on almost 59% of its shots in the runaway. George Mason visits the Fiserv Forum Thursday for the Golden Eagles' second contest. The Badger men's basketball team used a second half to power its way to a season-opening 85-61 win over Holy Cross. The Badgers trailed by a point at halftime, but outscored the Crusaders 50-25 the rest of the way. Missouri transfer John Tanya led UW scoring with 23 points, while John Blackwell added 16. Wisconsin was 16-for-16 on its free throw opportunities last night. Coach Greg Gard says the starting lineup is up in the air each week.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people in different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
Guard says they were down early but showed good poise to come back.
I like how we responded and battled back and got grew defensively as the game wore on, and I think warmed down significantly. So we got a long ways to go, but I like the response when things weren't going well early.
For the Badgers, the win now propels them to Thursday's game with another non-conference opportunity. Montana State arrives at the Kohl Center. Led by Jamichael Stillwell's 18 points and 14 rebounds, the Milwaukee Panthers defeated the Lakeland Muskies 118-62 in a season opener. Tim Ward led the way for the Muskies with 20 points and 2 blocks. Damian Lillard had another prolific scoring night, but it was his costly turnover that played a role in Cleveland's 116-114 win over the Bucks. Milwaukee was playing without superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo as its losing streak reached 6 games. Lillard scored 36 on the night.
75 games left, and I've been part of teams that have won 16 straight, 14 straight. You know, you just sometimes you just get in a ditch. You know, sometimes it can happen in the middle of the season. It can happen toward the end of the season. And I think because it's happening at the beginning, you know, and as we got one win and 6 losses, it just looks different.
Bobby Portis contributed 21 points and 18 rebounds. Giannis was sidelined with a strained abductor muscle. The Bucks are back in action Thursday at home against Utah. And off the court, Bobby Portis's place got broken into recently.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis posted videos to social media on Sunday showing several people entering his home Saturday night during the middle of the game between the Bucks and the Cavaliers. Portis says a number of valuable items were taken and is asking for tips and help at a personal email address. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Milwaukee Brewers president of baseball operations Matt Arnold was chosen Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year after constructing a roster that won a second straight National League Central title in the league's smallest market. Executives from all 30 MLB teams vote on the award before the postseason. Arnold is the first Brewer official to win the honor. Milwaukee went 93-69 and won the National League Central by 10 games after losing manager Craig Counsell to the division rival Cubs in the offseason. The Brewers lost a 3-game wildcard series to the New York Mets. And quite a Monday night game last night. Patrick Mahomes threw for 291 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Kareem Hunt pounded into the end zone from 2 yards out in overtime to give the unbeaten Chiefs a 30-24 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
State champions and cross country, plus a wild weekend of football playoff action. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The WIAA State Cross Country Championships were held over the weekend, with a new record and a 3-time state champion highlighting the action. Junior Emerson Drobach of Deerfield, Cambridge, won the individual girls title in Division II, doing so in an all-divisions record time for the 5-kilometer length of 17 minutes 38 seconds. Onalaska's Manny Putz won the boys' D1 crown for a third consecutive season, becoming just the 7th boys' athlete to do so. Level 2 of the high school football playoffs featured the usual array of upsets, including chaos in Division 1. Franklin spent much of the year as the number one team in D1, but the Sabres were shocked by Muskego, who qualified with a sub-500 conference record. It wasn't just a win, it was a running clock, as Muskego dominated 42-14. Elsewhere in the Classic 8, number 4 Arrowhead went on the road and knocked off top-seeded and previously undefeated Verona 22-21. Nina pulled off the rare feat of defeating Kimberly twice in the same season, as the Rockets won 34-14 over the Papermakers. Several Cinderella runs continued, including 7th-seeded DC Everest, who took down Madison Memorial 45-24. The biggest Cinderella of last week keeps dancing, as 8th-seeded Belleville beat Marshall 21-7. An incredible 8 games were decided by a single point in Level 2. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 20 minutes after 8. Time for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
George Washington worked for the Russians? George Washington worked for the Russians. Now you're going to hear the rest of the story. Soldiering was in George Washington's blood. He had been preparing for his life one way or another since the age of 14, and yet George's soldier comrades were keenly interested of an ability and a remarkable skill that history was to ignore almost completely. And that is, George Washington was a tremendously talented military engineer. He enjoyed nothing more than solving the seemingly insoluble technical problems of war, designing bridges for troops where it appeared none could be built, creating efficient supply roads through impossible terrain. That was George Washington's true Yankee shrewdness. What you're about to hear has little to do with raising an army to fight the British. No, it appeared toward the end of George Washington's life. That is when Russia's Tsar Nicholas approached him with a tempting challenge. For in that day, the latest thing in transportation was something called a railroad. The European continent had just begun to entwine itself in a web of rails and ties, and the Russian Tsar was determined that his nation must not be left behind. What he wanted was a railroad between St. Petersburg and Moscow. Now, the last thing on George Washington's mind was abandoning the genteel and genial plantation society. Retirement under such splendid circumstances, surrounded by admirers, was a delightful idea. But the Tsar's challenge was irresistible. George Washington would travel to Russia, and he would attempt to solve this one last engineering problem, which turned out to be a greater problem than he had imagined. To his first meeting with the Tsar, George brought a map of Russia. George asked him to draw on the map the route he wanted the new railroad to take. Without hesitating, the Tsar produced a wooden ruler and drew a straight line between St. Petersburg and Moscow. George, ordinarily unflappable, was staggered. And yet, regaining his composure, the prestigious American promised that he would do his best. And he did his best. And it was more than good enough. When work on the Russian railroad was near completion, George Washington died. He died in Russia. Now stay with me. The Tsar offered to bury him there with all sorts of honors. Needless to say, his family declined. So he rests in peace in his beloved United States. But before he passed away, he accomplished one thing more. And this one bears mentioning. He fathered a son who was to be remembered among the greatest artists of his time. And that artist was James Abbott McNeill Whistler. World-renowned is the portrait he painted of his mother, Whistler's mother. But now you've met George Washington Whistler, a VIP in his own right, whose importance was ultimately obscured by the artistry of his own gifted offspring, George Washington Whistler, Whistler's father. Now you know the rest of the story.
Getting Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This small town ain't such a bad little place. It's home, but I could sure use some space. The city limit signs are closing in on me. There's times I swear I can hardly breathe. I'm gonna pack my bags, say my goodbyes, get a map and close my eyes, point my finger, let fate decide where I'm gonna land. I'm gonna hitch my wagon to a wandering star. A guy like me can choke it far with a little gas and a credit card. Now that's the plan. Yeah, that's the plan. These dirt roads all look the same. I wanna see the world from a faster.
It's a plan. On a Tuesday morning, Election Day polls are open until 8 this evening. Then join us for coverage on WRCO from WRCO News. We'll be giving you some updates throughout the night as well. This is Jimmy Allen.
I bet you're up there making new friends. I'm pretty sure you're loving every minute. If there's a golden pond full of fish, I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope. Shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart. But I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there looking down home. There ain't a day down here that goes by that I don't climb up in my F-150 on a back row bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd have met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet that down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart. Everything's good down home. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart.
Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Let go. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Through the vine, I heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. Cause now and then, what might have been interferes with what might be.
control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry, I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you anymore. But I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know.
I just wanted you to know. That was Mark Chestnut, by the way, here on WRCO Radio. 52 degrees and some light rain. Tis the season for musicals and performances. And we'll talk to members of Kickapoo High School. They're going to be putting on a great variety show coming up this weekend. So details during our morning show among the subjects today between 9 and 10.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities. Like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at TrumpTax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hello, my name is Myra Masters, and I am the Spanish teacher at Ithaca. Hola, mi nombre es Myra Masters, y soy la profesora de español en Ithaca. El personal y la comunidad han sido muy acogedores conmigo. La escuela responde muy bien a las necesidades de sus estudiantes y alentaría a cualquier persona de cualquier origen a asistir en la escuela en Ithaca. El distrito necesita su ayuda en noviembre. Me gustaría pedirles a cada uno de ustedes que voten sí a la pregunta del referéndum en las elecciones de noviembre. Por favor, vote sí. Mantengamos a nuestro distrito en el camino correcto para las generaciones venideras. Por favor, vote sí. Ithaca, sí.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Our trivia question of the day is coming up in just a bit from WRCO. We'll see how you do when there's a pizza on the line.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make them proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his room. Sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo.
Six drinks, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? If I be the highway, then if I be these songs, might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Well, be what makes me feel alive. I've loved a damn good woman. I've had to let one go. Rode
life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a haunted on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
That's Corey Kent on WRCO. Good morning. Trivia time. Oh, yes. What are we playing for, Phil? All right, let me see here. Ooh, something bit me. Okay, here we go. We have a large pizza with your choice of toppings from the Muscadet Mini Mart, and you can get that if you are the first one to call with the correct answer. What do these famous people have in common? Clay Aiken, Clint Eastwood, Sonny Bono, and Martha Reeves. What do these famous people have, or do they all have, in common? Clay Aiken, Clint Eastwood, Sonny Bono, and Martha Reeves. 608-647-4155. Trivia time for the pizza today.
Life's been coming at me like a fastball. Been in the weeds, be nice to see some corn growing tall. Need to trade some hurry up for some hay, y'all. Oh, and I can hug my mama through these phone calls. Need to drive through the pines, see my boys, wait a line and drink a beer on the edge of town. It's striking out, it's time I hit a home run, pointed toward that south sun. I'll be touching bases with them faces, all them places I ain't been to in way too long, cause I've been way too gone. Swinging for the fences, I've been missing where I come from. It's time I hit a home run. I need to hear that skillet popping in the kitchen. Stop and smell the magnolias, I'll be on a mission. Maybe go and pay that tombstone a visit. Ain't felt nothing that real in a minute. It's time I hit a home run, pointed toward that south sun. I'll be touching bases with them faces, all them places I ain't been to in way too long, cause I've been way too gone. Swinging for the fences, I've been missing where I come from. It's time I hit a home run. I might leave tonight, cause what I need is waiting on me. Pass that welcome sign. Home run. Running back to those dreams I used to have when I was 17. Home run.
Congratulations. Yes, indeed. Hitting a home run there. Way to go, Mr. Deidelhoff up there in Casanova. He knew the right answer. What do these famous people have in common? Clay Aiken, Clint Eastwood, Sonny Bono, and Martha Reeves? Well, they all ran for or held public office. Or they served their communities, again, all running for or holding a public office. At least two of them were mayors, Clint Eastwood and Sonny Bono. Clint Eastwood, very famously, of Carmel by the Sea, California, back in the day. And the late Sonny Bono was a politician before he lost his life in a skiing mishap as well. So there you go. On Election Day, we tie that in with some famous folks. A couple of, three singers there. Although Clint Eastwood, he actually tried to sing a few times. We'll have more coming up here as we head toward 9. It's 10 minutes before the top of the hour.
Hey, folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years. So take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Right outside your door, there's a lifetime of memories waiting to be made. All American Do It Center is your number one place to get the world's number one composite decking, Trex. Trex decking won't stain. It won't need to be stained. It doesn't warp, nor is damaged by insects. Trex decking has a 25-year limited residential warranty. Start your new deck now with Trex composite at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
And now a WRCO 75th History Minute. We have been so blessed to be supported so well by the business community over the years. This update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
We shop at Ed's Family Foods.
Mom, can we go to Ed's now?
Quality doesn't have to cost a lot. Harlan's Furniture and Appliance.
Finley's brings out the Irish in you.
This look back at WRCO's 75-year history is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
You just heard the news, the very latest news. Don't you turn that dial one little bit, or you'll miss a program that's a hit.
Oh, yes. All of the jingles in the 50s and 60s kind of sounded like the Flintstones theme or something. Anyway, we mentioned Mr. Clint Eastwood and his ability, at least I guess, willingness to sing. And he did actually have a country hit with Merle Haggard from the film Bronco Billy, which starred Clint Eastwood, by the way.
To sing till the feeling gets right.
Well, let's harmonize, we'll be dynamite.
I yodel the high notes, I've done it for years.
Good deal, old buddy, and I'll pour the beer.
There's always some lady alone at the bar.
Yeah, and you always let her know just who you are.
I know a couple gals that we can call. Damn, they'll shake the picture right off of your wall.
We're barroom buddies, and that's the best kind. Nobody fools with a buddy of mine.
I laugh when you're happy,
and I cry when you're blue.
We're barroom buddies and we're doing fine.
So pour me another, we got nothing but time.
Old chug-a-lug-a-lugging, barroom buddy of mine.
Trying to turn out the lights.
Well, maybe it is time we call it a night.
Hell, we'll wake up the roosters if we drank them real slow.
Well, let's have a double and a six-pack to go. We're barroom buddies, and that's the best kind. Nobody fools with a buddy of mine.
I laugh when you're happy, and I cry when you're blue.
We're barroom buddies, and we're doing fine. So pour me another, we got nothing but time. Old chug-a-lug-a-lugging, barroom buddy of mine.
Yeah, we're skirt chasing,
tail kicking,
guitar picking,
cool hustling.
Old chug-a-lug-a-lugging, old barroom buddy of mine.
Haggard with Clint Eastwood and WRCO. Yes, indeed. Happy trails time straight ahead. Here's Buddy Jewel with a rain song.
The moment was custom made to order. I was riding with my daughter on our way back from Monroe. And like children do, she started playing 20 questions. But I never would have guessed one could touch me to my soul. She said, Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I going to see my Grandpa, can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Well, I won't lie, I pulled that car right over, and I sat there on the shoulder trying to dry my misty eyes. And I whispered, Lord, I wanna thank you for my children, 'cause your innocence that fills them often takes me by surprise. Like Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I gonna see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain? A smile came to my face,
When I tucked her into bed, I got down on my knees and prayed. Lord, when I get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? I don't want to come to visit, 'cause I'm coming home to stay. And I can't wait to see my family and meet Jesus face to face. And do you think, Lord, you could use another angel to help pour out the rain?